Meanwhile, the Syrian army steps up its attacks against foreign-backed insurgents and their strongholds across the country. Army units ambush militants of the Liwa al-Islam, a brigade of the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front in eastern Ghouta, near the capital Damascus, killing scores of them. Syrian sources say many of the dead were foreign nationals. A large cache of weaponry, including anti-tank missiles, were also seized. Several militants of another al-Qaeda-affiliated group known as Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant were also killed in clashes with Syrian forces near Aleppo. Meanwhile, people in several towns across Aleppo province demonstrated against armed groups demanding their pullout from civilian areas. Elsewhere, Kurdish fighters engaged in battles with insurgents in a town near Iraqi border. Let's get an update on the latest developments on the ground from Press TV correspondent Mohammed Ali. Mohammed, bring us up to speed, especially about what is happening in eastern Ghouta near the capital Damascus.
Yes, Kaveh, today the Syrian army ambushed two armed groups in separate places. The first was the one you mentioned, which left more than 41 armed men killed, those that are affiliated to Al-Islam Brigade, Liwa al-Islam, in addition to injuring 10 other armed men. Many of them are Syrians, however, there are also some of those who have been killed, the armed men. Some of them are Qataris, Saudis, and also Iraqis, according to the army commander who led the operation. We also know that he said, this army commander over there, that they confiscated an amount of weapons over there that included Israeli-made rockets in addition to RPGs and machine guns. This is the first ambush also in Damascus countryside. In another part of Damascus countryside, a Syrian army unit also ambushed an armed group. We don't know how many of them up till the moment. It happened on the road between two towns named Tel Traitra and Kanakar, and also seized a truck loaded with weapons. Those two ambushes were in Damascus countryside. We have to note that the first one happened in cooperation with the residents and the locals there, who reported to the security sources and forces that there were armed men trying to infiltrate and escape from Al-Nashabiyya town to the orchards and farms of Al-Ghouta, and there the army came. In addition, Kaveh, if I have time, two huge explosions happened also today in an area called Wadi Barada in the northwestern countryside of Damascus. This is an area where a large number of foreign-backed militants are present. The Syrian government sources said that two booby-trapped cars exploded while the armed men were loading them with the explosives by mistake, and led to the killing, according to opposition sources, of more than 40 people. And according to the Syrian government, tens were killed, among them women and children.
Thank you very much for that, Mohammed Ali, a correspondent there from Damascus. Thanks.